Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play on this one because today we're tackling one of the most mark-rich topics in your entire GCSE maths exam, Algebra 2, Equations and Inequalities. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, I can promise you this. The skills we're going to cover today will come up in your exam. Guaranteed. Solving equations and inequalities is the backbone of algebra. And examiners absolutely love testing it because it rewards candidates who can show clear, logical working. So here's what we're going to do. I'll walk you through the three big areas: solving linear equations, solving quadratic equations using three different methods, and solving linear inequalities. Then I'll hit you with the exam tips that separate the A-grade students from the rest. After that, we'll do a quick-fire recall quiz to lock it all in. Ready? Let's go. Let's start with the most fundamental skill: solving linear equations. A linear equation is one where the highest power of x is just 1, something like 3x minus 7 equals 14. The golden rule here is, whatever you do to one side, you do to the other. You're keeping the equation balanced. Think of it like a set of scales. So for 3x minus 7 equals 14, first, add 7 to both sides to get 3x equals 21. Then divide both sides by 3 to get x equals 7. Simple, but here's where candidates lose marks, sign errors. When you move a term across the equal sign, the sign flips. Minus 7 becomes plus 7. Examiners see this mistake constantly, and it costs students easy marks. Always, always check your answer by substituting it back in. Plug x equals 7 back into 3x minus 7. That's 21 minus 7 equals 14. Correct. That substitution check is worth doing, especially on 3 and 4 mark questions where accuracy marks are at stake. Now let's move on to quadratic equations. These are equations where the highest power of x is 2, like x squared plus 5x plus 6 equals 0. You have three methods to solve them, and choosing the right one is a key exam skill. Method 1, factorizing. This is the fastest method when it works. You're looking for two numbers that multiply to give the constant term and add to give the coefficient of x. For x squared plus 5x plus 6 equals 0, you need two numbers that multiply to 6 and add to 5. That's 2 and 3. So you write it as x plus 2 times x plus 3 equals 0. Then, if the product of two brackets is 0, at least one of them must be 0. So x plus 2 equals 0 gives x equals negative 2, and x plus 3 equals 0 gives x equals negative 3. The tricky version is when the coefficient of x squared is not 1. Say 2x squared plus 7x plus 3 equals 0. Here you need to find two numbers that multiply to 2 times 3, which is 6, and add to 7, that's 1 and 6. Then you split the middle term and factorize by grouping. This is a higher tier skill and examiners will specifically test it. Method 2, completing the square. This method is more powerful because it always works, and it also gives you the vertex of a parabola, which links beautifully to graph work. The idea is to rewrite x squared plus bx as x plus b over 2, all squared, minus b over 2 squared. So for x squared plus 6, x plus 5 equals 0, you write x plus 3, all squared, minus 9 plus 5 equals 0. That simplifies to x plus 3, squared minus 4 equals 0. Add 4 to both sides, x plus 3 squared equals 4. Square root both sides, remembering the plus or minus, gives x plus 3 equals plus or minus 2. So x equals negative 1 or x equals negative 5. Examiners often ask you to solve by completing the square. That's a command word instruction, so if they say it, you must use that method, not the formula. Method 3, the quadratic formula. This is your safety net. It always works, even when factorizing is impossible or completing the square is messy. The formula is x equals negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac, all divided by 2a. You must memorize this formula. It is not given on the formula sheet in most GCSE exams. For 2x squared plus 3x minus 2 equals 0, a is 2, b is 3, c is negative 2. Substitute in x equals negative 3 plus or minus the square root of 9 plus 16 all over 4. That's negative 3 plus or minus 5 over 4. So x equals 2 over 4, which is a half, or x equals negative 8 over 4, which is negative 2. The discriminant, that's the b squared minus 4ac part, tells you how many solutions the equation has. If it's positive, 2 solutions. If it's 0, 1, repeated solution. If it's negative, no real solutions. Examiners love asking about this. Finally, let's talk about linear inequalities. These work almost identically to linear equations, with one critical exception. If you multiply or divide both sides by a negative number, the inequality sign flips direction. So for minus 2x is greater than 6, divide both sides by negative 2, and the sign flips to give x is less than negative 3. To represent the solution on a number line, use an open circle for strict inequalities that's less than or greater than, and a filled circle for inequalities that include the boundary value that's less than or equal to or greater than or equal to. Then, draw an arrow in the correct direction. Examiners award a specific mark for the correct circle type, so don't rush this. Right, let's talk exam strategy. These are the things that separate the students who get full marks from those who drop one or two frustrating marks. Number one, show all your working. In a four-mark question, typically two or three marks are method marks. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn those method marks if your working is clear. Examiners are looking for evidence of correct algebraic manipulation. Number two, rearrange before you solve. If a question gives you something like x squared plus 3x equals 10, your first step must be to rearrange to x squared plus 3x minus 10 equals 0 before you do anything else. Candidates who try to factorize without rearranging first almost always make errors. Number three, the sign flip rule for inequalities. Write it on your hand if you have to. Multiplying or dividing by a negative flips the sign. This is the single most common mistake in inequality questions. Number four, when the question says solve, give all solutions. Quadratics have two solutions. Make sure you state both. If you only write one, you'll lose the final accuracy mark. Number five, use the discriminant check. Before you dive into the quadratic formula, quickly calculate b squared minus 4ac. If it's negative, there are no real solutions. And you should state that rather than trying to square root a negative number. Okay, quiz time. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give the answer. Question one, what are the three methods for solving a quadratic equation? Answer, factorizing, completing the square, and the quadratic formula. Question two, what does an open circle on a number line represent? Answer, a strict inequality, less than or greater than, where the boundary value is not included. Question three, what happens to the inequality sign when you divide both sides by a negative number? Answer, it flips direction. Question four, write the quadratic formula from memory. Answer, x equals negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac, all divided by 2a. Question five, if the discriminant is zero, how many solutions does the quadratic have? Answer, exactly one, a repeated solution. Brilliant work for sticking with me to the end. Let's do a lightning summary. Linear equations, balance the scales, show all steps, check by substitution. Quadratic equations, choose your method wisely, factorize when you can spot the factors, complete the square when asked to, and use the formula as your safety net. Linear inequalities. Treat them like equations, but flip the sign when multiplying or dividing by a negative and represent solutions correctly on a number line. The big mark-winning habit? Show. You're working every single step. Examiners can only award marks for what they can see on the page. You've got this. Go practice a few past paper questions on each method, and you'll be walking into that exam with real confidence. Good luck. I'm rooting for you.